Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good morning, it's Apostle Willie Shields Jr., Senior Pastor of Charity Christian Revival Center Church, located 59 Northeast D Highway, Knob Noster. Pray that if you do not have a church home, that you would come and to visit us at Charity. And we've been talking all week about love, and Charity is a place of love. And love is not love till you give it away. Come on to Charity and let us give a little love away. We pray that each one of you would come and to visit with us from time to time. And this week we've been talking about love, and today we want to close out with, what did Jesus say about love? Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 48. What did Jesus say about love? Verse 43 says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect," or perfect, that means complete. So in Matthew 6:24-25, Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" So as a child of God, we must recognize what Jesus has said about love. We're to love our enemies, not just our so-called friends. We should recognize that even the just or unjust have the mercy of God, and it rains on them too. But the deal is, as a child of God, we must be willing to be complete. And the way we're complete is in the love of Jesus Christ. In Mark chapter 12, verse 28 through 30, it says, "And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, which commandment is the most important in the Bible?" And of course, we know what Jesus said to them. Jesus said this. Of all, Jesus answered, "The most important is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." Do you understand that today, as children of God, we must know how to love with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind? That's the kind of love Jesus wants us to have. Every one of us know how what it means and how it feels to put your whole heart into something. I mean, there are times that people will put their whole heart and soul into a sports or a game, and they're not even playing in the game. They're just rooting for their team. Well, we should have that kind of love for God. John 14:21-24 says, "Whosoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him." So Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whosoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." So as a child of God, then, if we say that we love God, Christians, I'm talking to us today, if we say that we love God, then the love of God should be seen in the way we keep the word of God. If we're doing what God say, how do you know somebody hear you or know what you said? They do what you say. If we say you love somebody, how you know they love you? By your actions. So Jesus saying, put your word action, you know, put your words into action. Don't just talk about it, be about it. So in John 15:9-17 says, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love." When you abide in the love of God, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is a commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another." So as children of God today, if we love one another, then we should continue to do what God's word says. We have been commanded to love one another. So we're not just servants. We are friends of God. And if you love God, then you're his friend. And that's how you measure a friend, is that friend loves at all times. And that's what Jesus does. But when we love God, and we don't just love God when we don't have a problem. We don't just love God when he fix it for us. We love God in the midst of the storm. We love God even when there are dark clouds in our life. We love God even when we're down. So we love God when we're up. We love him when we're down. We love God no matter what's going on in our life, because no matter where we are in God, God is there with us. God loves every one of us. So we must continue to love God no matter what. So in Ephesians 4:2-3 says, "With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bear with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." So as we close today, I want to remind you that in our society today, more than ever before, we need to get back to our first love. We must get to the point that we're humble and that we're gentle and that we're patient, that we're bearing with one another and we're encouraging one another, we're exalting one another, and we're showing that love, and that we're eager to maintain unity rather than causing confusion. In our society today, people need to know that God is real. Listen, I pray that you've been blessed and you've heard something this week that has sparked your interest in knowing more about God, for God is love. And when you have God, you have love. Again, this has been Pastor Willie Shields Jr., Senior Pastor Charity Christian Revival Center Church. I pray that you have a blessed week. Go to church this weekend somewhere. God bless you.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
I pray that you've been blessed by this week's messages. Next week's pastor is Chad McMullen. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.